life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
I want to talk about this James Dean thing. This has been trending all day. Big fucking story. Celebrities are now selling the rights, their digital life rights. Do you know this? For millions of dollars.
For like holograms?
For anything. Because after you die, they're essentially just drawing, like Will Smith did this for the last movie where he was younger. Drawing lines on your face, and they can make you young, and it's somebody else talking. But let's face it, they have your voice now. A's got your voice, so they can insert that.
I think it's you.
It is you.
Right.
But you can
now
do...
They're just putting an Instagram filter on you.
Other things. Here's the thing. So James Dean is going to be digitally reanimated in CGI for a Vietnam War movie.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I guess.
He's going to be in a movie, and he's been dead for 75 years. Died in 1955.
But he's not going to be in a movie.
He is going to be in the movie.
Well, they're going to CGI and like...
I'll read it to you. This is Hollywood Reporter, so this isn't like 8shit.com. And I know you love 8shit.
8shit has never done me wrong.
Right. Hollywood Reporter is pretty reputable. They've obtained the rights to use Dean's image from his family and have their support in keeping his legacy intact. And God damn it, that's creepy, man. There's a whole team of CGI that's tasked with creating Dean's likeness on screen, and he's gonna be in this fucking movie.
But he's not. But he's not.
His image will be.
It'll just be like it's the same.
It's not gonna be a cartoon.
Like, to me, it's the same. Might as well be.
What did you think when you saw the Will Smith thing?
It's him. They just put a filter over him. Him talking.
But it's not really him.
No, it's him. They put a filter over it.
Right.
It's him talking.
It is.
So James Dean, what? It's going to be somebody else talking?
It's going to be somebody else's head.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put his head over that and mm-hmm. his voice through it.
Yeah.
Not really much different than Will Smith.
No, but Will Smith is actually Will Smith in it.
But what they're talking about now, every single person.
Am I crazy? I mean.
Is selling their life rights to do this for the future.
Yes, but don't tell me. You can't tell me. The Will Smith one, if you say Will Smith was in this movie and they did CGI on his face, just like making him an ape if he puts the tennis balls all over him, uh-huh. right? It's still him in the movie. What you're telling me right now is that someone else is going to be in a movie that they're going to make to look like James Dean. So the verbiage of James Dean is going to be in a movie, it's crazy. It's not crazy, and it's not happening.
It's him. They're bringing him back to life, James. What I want is this. I'm going to give you right now, live on our show, my life rights.
You've already done that.
You did it
on another show.
I did, but I want to change it now.
Oh.
I want you to start me off in graphic gay porn.
Right.
And then now that we can do this CGI, like now that I found this
so
out.
So you and Aaron Hernandez, you want.
Correct.
Together in a jail cell porn.
Yes. And I want it to be called, we're going to work on licensing the rights for this.
Yeah. So.
And I want it to be called the
Aaron Hernandez the hologram of Tupac wasn't Tupac. The hologram, it's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
This is different. So I watched the trailer for The Irishman, right? Which is coming out. We can't wait for that. They're using younger De Niro's, younger Pacino's.
Again, it's them acting.
Yes.
And it's the same kind of thing with making him an ape. So they have stuff all over their
face.
But
they're tweaking their voices to make their voices sound right. younger. And they're obviously using their old faces or their younger faces to put over their old faces.
And it's actually not their real younger face. Like they're doing, like I said, an Instagram filter, which is why it looks so weird.
Yeah.
With Will Smith, it looked fine because he basically looks the exact same.
Well, black people
they
don't
literally
age.
Just needed to yeah. like...
Black people don't age. They have better
fix
skin
some
than
under
us.
Eye stuff.
They have better skin than us.
They're better at a lot of things, but De Niro, it just like smoothed out his wrinkles. So it's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like when an 80-year-old gets Botox for the first time.
I remember when you and I were creeped out the first time we saw something like this in the movie theater. It was Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my God.
We lost our shit.
It was so good though, but it was him.
Technically
it's him walking around, it's doing the blocking, he's saying the words.
It's getting to
James Dean is not anywhere in anything. It's a robot.
It doesn't matter, man. That's where we're at.
It matters to me and Keanu Reeves.
Well, let's say Keanu
and
dies.
Matthew McConaughey.
Let's say Keanu dies, right?
Yeah.
You blow up, Jesse Wiseman, the person, blows up, right? And they were like, hey man, we want to put you in this movie with Keanu Reeves.
He's dead.
Who died 10 years ago. Yep.
He's dead, so.
We're going to paint him on somebody else's body, but you love his acting.
It's not him.
Doesn't matter.
It's not him.
It two people who were watching a movie, it's Canal. So it's you and Canal.
What about a sex doll that looks exactly like someone? Is it them? Same.
That's a great question.
Looks exactly like them. We could do something, some kind of tweaking. Which, same as James Dean, I guess I could have sex with James Dean, right?
This is where I'm going.
It's not James Dean. It's a sex doll that you put fucking James Dean's face on, and I can see the projector from up there, and I'm like, what?
That's where you're going with all of this, though. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to bone James Dean.
I don't want to.
Okay. But I'm throwing that out there. That's where we're going with all of this. Or
but it's not.
They're going to take his fucking DNA, juice up a...
Now we're talking.
A Chinese stomach and pump out a fucking identical
now
looking
we're talking.
James Dean.
If you grow a James Dean on the back of a rat from James Dean DNA,
yes.
Now I'm with you, right?
Okay.
Now we're talking Barbara Streisand's dogs. Like,
yeah.
They're the same dog. They have the same DNA, right?
So if
now we're talking. So if you get that,
yeah, you're in
DNA of James Dean.
Yep.
And then maybe you need to put a little CGI to like tweak to make him look a little bit more like him.
Yeah.
Now that's where I would go.
Okay.
But the hologram bullshit and thing of like deep state and all that, like
Jesse, hang on.
What?
Say I die this weekend, right? You'd be a young widow.
Sure.
And you had the opportunity to bring back me or Keanu Reeves as your lover.
Who do I choose?
Yes. Going forward, who do you choose?
We've had this conversation before.
I don't think we have.
We have because I read this thing. I read this thing about this guy that was working on, while his wife was still alive, but she had cancer and she was going to die. And so he was working on this AI robot with her so that she could... The wife was like working with this AI robot.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
yes.
That the husband could have.
But this is a robot. So the thing that we were talking about was a robot. Now this is
a
real
but
person.
What came from that conversation was, gosh, wouldn't it be crazy to love someone that much?
Yeah.
We don't know what that's like, right? But gosh, to have that kind of love that even if you died, I would want to like bring back some weird ass, crazy fake version of you.
Yeah.
Just to cramp my style when I'm out there out in the streets, like getting.
Yeah, getting
Brendan Fraser will still be alive, right?
Will he?
When you die this weekend? I don't know. Are you guys both dying this weekend?
Look, you can't count out B. Fraser for anything. I don't know, man, with that guy. He could OD or something. Who knows?
I'm going to be a chubby chaser. You know I like a pudgy guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. A daddy, a pudgy
widowed daddy chubby chaser.
Would you be willing, though, to wait the 18 years for a new Keanu to be grown?
No, I don't.
All right.
Dude.
Because you know what 18-year-old Keanu looks like, too.
There's plenty.
It's Bill and Ted. It's Bill and Ted Keanu.
There's plenty of pudgy older guys out there for me if you die. And I could really realize my
potential.
True potential as a chubby chaser. We'll be right back.